This two-minute lesson is brought to you by the Barberton Church of Christ. When small things make a big difference. In Zechariah chapter 4 and in verse 10, the prophet said, "For who has despised the day of small things?" Do you believe small things can make a big difference? It may be that sometimes we don't act or that we don't participate in the doing of small things because, well, we just think they're not going to make much of a difference. But just know that the Bible teaches us that small things can and do make a big difference. How about in Judges 15 and verse 12, Samson killed 1,000 men with a jawbone, a small thing. Or David in 1 Samuel 17, with a stone and a sling, small things, brought down that big Philistine giant. Or Jesus in Matthew 10 and verse 42, spake about the giving of a cup of cold water. Small thing, yet a good deed and refreshing. Or in Luke 2 and verse 15, in the King James Version, it says that Jesus, with a scourge of small cords, he drove out those who were doing commerce or business at the temple. The temple was a place of worship, not commerce, or the changing of money and such. Or in James chapter 3 and in verse 4, James spake about a rudder. That is, a rudder on a ship. Small thing that makes a big difference. Don't underestimate the difference small things can make. It might be things like you encouraging somebody, telling somebody they did a good job. Or it might be some act of kindness that you participate in, that you help some person or persons with some need that they might have. We often sing a song, "There is room in the kingdom for the small things that we can do."